Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman and the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Bathurst and joining us online, it's Councillor Graham Hanger. Good morning to you, Graham.
Yes, good morning, Neil, and welcome back.
Thank you, mate. Great to be back on board for 2021. I can't believe we're almost into February.
Oh, and where's that year gone? And how about I throw this one at you? We're only about 3 days away from the anniversary of Bathurst's visitor, honorary citizen Elton John, young Reggie Dwight, came to Bathurst on the 22nd of January last year. And crikey, we're nearly up to that already, you know. People are talking about that and how fantastic it was and how different the climate is at the moment, or the weather, not the climate, but the weather. You know, it was all smoky and horrible and hot, hot, hot. And now it's, you know, we're really quite green here, there and everywhere, and we're very, very blessed.
And
of course, that night after Elton John, the smoke must have blown away or something, and we could see stars that night. Yeah. You know, there's still a bit more happening, but where's that year gone?
And if you're one of the 20,000 people that were there, it's been a long time since 20,000 people have gathered anywhere in this country with COVID, et cetera. So, yes, incredible memories of what was a special, special night. Now, Australia
it
Day, it's not too far away, obviously, and a big day will be planned.
Yep. Yeah, lots of things happening here in Bathurst. And, of course, we have the highlight for me and for a number of people is the naturalisation ceremony, where people become citizens, citizenship ceremony. It's a closed event this time. I think there are about 8 or 10 people receiving their naturalisation, their Australian citizenship, but they're allowed to invite quite a number of family and friends, which is good, you know, because they like to have people along there. So that's a terrific day. And then, of course, we'll have after that, that's at 10:30 in the morning, and then at midday we have the local awards that we give out and acknowledge our ambassador, our Australia Day ambassador. And, of course, it's Paralympic cyclist Lindy Howe. Lindy was won gold medals at the Paralympic Games as a track cyclist.
Right.
But because she's a blind cyclist, she's been in Bathurst before with her dog, and she's a lovely, lovely lady. But she has a very close relationship with Bathurst. Two of the Bathurstian cyclists were her pilots. They have a sighted cyclist out the front who says, right, let's go, and they both pedal like crazy and do what they have to do. And Janelle Lindsay and Torisa Gallagher both have Paralympic cycling medals. It's the only event at the Paralympics where a able-bodied athlete can get a Paralympic medal.
Wow, there you go.
A little bit of trivia there for you, and both from Bathurst, you know. Quite
that's
amazing.
Wonderful.
But
that's
lovely
wonderful
lady, Lindy Howe, so we're looking forward to having her here there for that, you know, so that'll be good.
Yeah, okay, all right. Now, the Living Legends nominations, that closes not too far away. Now, this is for Proclamation Day.
That's right. That was an event that was begun on bicentenary in 2015, where 200 living legends of Bathurst were nominated and acknowledged on Proclamation Day. 200 years, 200 living legends, and each year we sort of add to that list, you know, half a dozen or however many worthy nominations we get from people who within the community, people who've lived in Bathurst for a long time and made a contribution. Over the years, it can be a younger person, can be an older person, you know. And I know for a fact that Janelle Lindsay is a living legend. She was nominated back in 2015. So, you know, there are other younger people then. Georgie Rose, you know, the rugby league player, is a Bathurst living legend. He was living in Bathurst at the time. And so it goes on, you know. So it's a good, and we're looking for the nomination. Day close on the 29th of January.
Okay, all right.
Get those in.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, not too far away to the Bathurst 500, the season opener for the supercars this year.
Yeah, the season opener, that's mid-February. It's only a couple of weeks away. And people are already talking that up. And, you know, it's a moving feast, isn't it? I mean, we're seeing what's happening with the tennis down there in Melbourne. I mean, would you want to be in charge of the tennis down there? I don't think so. So we're just seeing what happens here, and everything will be fine. You know, of course, it's usually the 12-hour. The international teams, of course, not coming because there would be you know, so much quarantining needed and that sort of thing. So it's just the opening event for the Supercar season 2021 will be at Bathurst. And it's a long time. I think it's about over 20 years since they had the opening event at Bathurst. So we're really looking forward to that one. And that's on middle of February, so, you know, round the corner.
Yeah, tickets are available for that right now. Now, also the Cycling Classic, that's coming up not too far away as well.
Yeah, the Cycling Classic, that's a big one. That was the event last year. It was the last major event before we had shutdown. And it was on Saturday, Sunday, I think it was, maybe it was the 15th of March or something. Well, this weekend, this year, it's on the 12th, 13th and 14th of March. Same sort of event, you know, closed road, 100 kilometres, and we have a criterium and a hill climb. And lots of local cyclists, there'll be no international cyclists, of course, but local cyclists from here, there and everywhere, certainly within New South Wales, will be here for that one. And ACT, they came up for it. They had a big contingent last year. And they love it because it's 100 kilometres of closed road. And the really good thing about it, Neil, that you and I probably... Well, we won't try it this year, but they start off in the middle of the town and do a lap of Mount Panorama just to sort of get things going, you know. And by the time they finish that, their legs are really sort of starting to shake a little bit. And then they've got 100 k's or 90-odd k's of open road to do before they get back into Bathurst and finish in the township. So it's... right in the middle of town. It's great. Great
fantastic.
Event.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And, mate, tourism, it's been going gangbusters, I'm sure, well, right around our region.
Yeah, we're hearing that. But, you know, to prove it, to show the statistics and just show really, really what's happening, is that in the month of December, December 19 and December 20, 2020, a year apart, the growth in the tourism industry through the Bathurst Visitor Information Centre, there was 3,900 people more. That was an 80% increase. Hear that? 80% increase. Now, that's tangible evidence that the people are coming out. And, of course, they stopped at Bathurst, but they travel on to other places. They went to Orange and they went to Canoundra and they went to here, there and everywhere. They went to Cowra. You know, so there is evidence. And, you know, an 80% increase and 37% increase in sales of through the Tourist Information Centre, the Visitor Information Centre there. So, you know, it's the people are travelling, and from what we see and what we hear, they're all following physical distancing and doing the right things. You know, I mean, that's new words in the vocabulary we didn't even know about last year.
Yeah, this time last year.
It's all going well.
Oh, that's good news.
Certainly a different story, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm with Graham Hanger, Councillor from Bathurst Regional Council. As always, thank you for the update, mate. We'll catch you again soon.
Good on you, Neil. Catch you again. See you, mate. Bye-bye.